The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 23rd, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me.
This is also another opulence of Krishna. Krishna is full with six kinds of opulences. This opulence is beauty, beauty opulence. Krishna has got six opulences, all riches, all strength, all influence, all knowledge, all beauty, all renunciation. So, this is the opulence of Krishna's beauty. Krishna wants everyone, just like we are offering obeisances to Krishna with awe and veneration. But nobody comes here to Krishna with a rope. Krishna, you have offended, I shall bind you. Nobody comes. That is the another prerogative of the most perfect devotee. Yes. Krishna wants that. Because he is full of opulence. This is also another opulence. Anoraniyang mahato mahiyan. Greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest. That is opulence. So, Kunti Devi is thinking of Krishna's opulence, but he did not dare to take the part of Yashoda. That is not possible. Although Kunti Devi happened to be aunt of Krishna, but she had no such privilege. This privilege is specially given to Yashodamani. Because she is so advanced devotee that she has got the right to chastise the Supreme Personality of God. That is special prerogative. So, Kunti Devi was simply thinking of the privilege of Yashodamani, that how much fortunate and how much privileged she was that she could threaten the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is feared even by the fear personified, bhīrapi jad vibheti, who is not afraid of Krishna, everyone. But Krishna is afraid of Yashoda. This is the super excellence of Krishna. Just like Krishna's another name is Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid. Cupid enchants everyone. Cupid. And Krishna enchants Cupid. Therefore his name is Madan Mohan. He is so beautiful that even Cupid is enchanted by him. But again, on the other side, Krishna, although he is so beautiful that he enchants the Cupid, still he is enchanted by Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Srimati Radharani's name is Madan Mohan Mohini. Krishna is the enchanter of the Cupid, and Radharani is the enchanter of the that enchanter. So these are very high-grade spiritual understanding in Krishna consciousness. It is not fiction or imagination, concoction. They are facts. They are facts. And every devotee can have such privileges if he is actually advanced. If you don't think that their privilege which was given to Mother Yashoda, if not exactly like that, everyone can have that privilege. If you love Krishna as your child, then you will have such privilege. Because the mother has got, because mother loves the most. Nobody in this material world, there is no comparison of mother's love without any exchange. Even in this material world, mothers love the child without any expectation of return. Generally. Although in this material world is so polluted, still sometimes mother thinks the child will be grown up, he will be a big man, he will earn money, and he shall get it. There is still some feelings of exchange. But while loving Krishna, there is no such feeling of exchange. That is called unalloyed love. Annavilasita sunnam. Free from all material gain. We should not love Krishna for some material gain. It is not that Krishna give us our daily bread, then I love you. Krishna give me this, then I love you. There is no such mercantile exchange. That is one thing. Krishna wants that kind of love. So, here it is said, that position, jati dasa, when as soon as Krishna saw Mother Yashoda is coming with a rope to bind him, so he immediately became very much afraid, so that tears came out, Mother is coming to bind. Jati dasas kalila. Anjana. And the ointment is being washed off. Sambhrama. And with great respect looking to the mother. With feeling appeal. Yes, mother, I have offended you. Kindly excuse me. This was the scene of Krishna. So that scene is appreciated by Kunti. And immediately his head became downward. So this is another Krishna's perfection, that although he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and Bhagavad Gita he says, matta parataram nanyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. My dear Arjun, there is no superior being above me. I am the supermost. Natya, matya parataram na anyat. There is nobody else. But that supreme personality of Godhead, above whom there is none. That supreme personality of Godhead is bowing down before Mother Yashoda. Niniya, bhaktram niniya. He is accepting, my dear mother, yes, I am offended. Niniyam bhaktram bhaya bhavanaya. With a feeling of fearfulness. Sitas. Sometimes, when Yashoda Mata Mother Yashoda used to see that the child has become too much afraid. She also became disturbed. Because if the child is disturbed, it is a psychology, there is some mental reaction. So Mother Yashoda did not want that actually Krishna will suffer by my punishment. That was not Krishna, Mother Yashoda's purpose. But as a mother, feelingly, when she feels too much disturbance, the child is, this system is still current in India, when the child too much disturbing, he is bound up in a place. That is very common system. So Yashoda mother adopted it. Shamang vimohayati. So that is the scene appreciated by pure devotees, that how much greatness is there in the Supreme Person, that he is playing exactly a perfect child. When he is playing like a child, he plays perfectly. When he plays a husband, 16,000 wives, he was playing perfectly as husband. When he was playing as lover of the gopis, he was playing perfectly. When he was friend of the cowherd's boy, he was playing perfectly. The cowherd's boy, all dependent on Krishna. They wanted to test the palm tree fruits, but there was a demon, Gardhavasu. They would not allow anyone to enter that palm tree. But the boy friends of Krishna, cowherds, requested, Krishna, we wanted to test that fruit, if you can arrange. Yes? Immediately Krishna arranged. Krishna and Balaram went to the forest, and the demons, they were living there in the shape of asses, and immediately they came to kick by their hind legs Krishna and Balaram. And Balaram captured one of them and immediately threw on the top of the tree, and the demons died. So the friends also were very much obliged to Krishna. There was fire all round. They do not know anything. Krishna, yes, Krishna is ready. Krishna immediately swallowed up the whole fire. There are so many demons attacked. Every day, all the boys, they would come back to their home and explain to their mother, Mother, Krishna is so wonderful. You see, this happened today. And the mother will say, yes, our Krishna is wonderful. So much, that's all. They do not know Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme Person. Krishna is wonderful, that's all. And their love increases. The more they perceive Krishna's wonderful activities, they become more lover. Perhaps he may be a demigod. Yeah. That is their suggestion. When Nanda Maharaj will talk amongst his friends, and the friends will talk about Krishna, oh, Nanda Maharaj, your child, Krishna is wonderful. Yes, I see that. Maybe some demigod. That's it. Maybe. That is also not certain. So, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they do not care who is God, who is not God. That is not their business. But they want Krishna and love Krishna. That's all. So, those who are thinking of, first of all, analyzing Krishna, whether he is God, they are not first-class devotees. Those who have got spontaneous love for Krishna, they are first class. How you will analyze Krishna? He is unlimited. It is impossible. So this business, we should not try to analyze, to know Krishna. It is impossible. We have got limited perception, limited potency of our senses. How we can study Krishna? This is not possible at all. Whatever Krishna reveals himself, that much sufficient. Don't try. That is not. Neti neti, just like the Mayavadis. They are trying to find out God. Where is God? Who is God? Neti, not this. They are simply not this. Their philosophy is based on not this. And what it is, they do not. The so-called scientists also, they are trying to find out the ultimate cause, but their process is not this. So much. As much they are advancing, they are finding not this. And what it is, they will never find. They will never find. They can say not this, but what it is, that is not possible. That is not possible. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamya vayurathapi manasu munipungavana sapastija prapadasimna avichintatati govindamadipulisam tamam. You want to speak of Krishna, even this material object. They are trying to go to the moon planet. Actually, they do not know what it is. Actually. Then why they are coming back? If they knew it perfectly, what it is, then they would have recited that by this time. They are trying for the last 20 years. They are seeing not this. There is no living entities. There is no possibility of her living there. And so many no's. And what is yes? No, they do not know. And this is only one planet or one star. The moon planet is taken as star. The scientists, they say the stars are all suns. But according to our information, the Bhagavad Gita, nakshatranam yatha shashi. Shashi means the moon is just like so many stars. So what is the position of the moon? Moon is a bright being reflection of the sun. So according to our calculation, the sun is one. But the modern scientist says that there are so many suns, the stars. We don't agree. This is only one universe. There are many suns, innumerable, but each and every sun, every universe, there is one sun, not many. So, this universe, what you are experiencing, experiencing by seeing imperfectly. We do not know, we cannot count how many stars are there, how many planets are there. It is impossible. So, the material things which is before us, still we are unable to count, to understand, and what to speak of the Supreme Lord who created this universe. That is not possible. Therefore, in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamma. Koti satavatsa. The space is unlimited. Now, you take your plan or Sputnik or capsule, so many things they have invented. So you go on. Go on for how many hours or days or years? No. Panthastu koti satavatsa. for millions of years. Koti Satva. Gone with a speed. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya. And how I shall go? On the plane which is running on this velocity of the air. Not this velocity, not this speed, 500 miles or 1000 miles per hour. No. What is the speed of air? Sorry, 96 miles per second. So these are mentioned in the Vedic literature that if you go by this speed, air, some 96,000 miles per second. So just imagine what is the speed of air. So panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayuratapi. On the plane which is running on the speed of air. That speed and for millions of years. Then again it is suggested not only on the speed of air but also on the speed of mind. The mind, you can, everyone will know what is the speed of mind. Even 1/10,000 part of a second, you can go millions of miles. The speed of mind. It is so speedy. You are sitting here, and suppose you have seen something, which is millions of miles here, miles away, you can immediately, your mind can go immediately. So these two examples are given. Just see how much scientific they were. This rascal says that there was no advanced mind or advanced scientist. Then where from these words are coming? The speed of air, the speed of mind, unless they had some experiment, some knowledge. Why? How these books are written? So, panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayurathapi manasu. And how the speedy planes are manufactured? Munipungavanam, by the greatest scientists and greatest thoughtful men, by manufactured by them. So is that perfection? No. Sapastija parpadasimna avichintatati. Still, you shall remain in inconceivable understanding what is this creation. Still, if you are so advanced that you can run on this speed, and if you are greatest scientist and thoughtful philosopher, still you remain in the same condition, unknown. Still. So how we can study Krishna? And Krishna has created all these things. See, if you cannot understand Krishna's created things, how you can understand Krishna? Is it not possible at all? It is not possible. Therefore, this Vrindavan status of mind for the devotees is the perfection. They have no business to understand Krishna. They want to love Krishna without condition. Because Krishna is God, therefore I love. Their mentality is not like that. Krishna is not displaying in Vrindavan as God. He is playing there as ordinary cow has bone. But at times, he is proving that he is the Supreme Personality of God. But they do not care to know it. So, outside Vrindavan, just like Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi is not inhabitant of Vrindavan. She is inhabitant of Hastinapur, outside Vrindavan. The outside devotees, the devotees who are outside Vrindavan, they are studying the inhabitants of the Vrindavan, how great they are. But the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they don't care to know how great is Krishna. That is the difference. So our business is simply to love Krishna. The more you love Krishna, the more you become perfect. It is not that it is necessary to understand Krishna, how he has created. The things are mentioned there. Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So much. Don't bother very much to know Krishna. That is not possible. Simply increase your unalloyed love for Krishna. That is perfection of life. Thank you.
Thank you.